American convert could face death. With UNnews, I'm Brad Frazier. The American government faced heavy international pressure Saturday to reconsider the charges against an American man for converting from Christianity to Islam. Accused of apostasy, Michael Jackson appears in the courtroom in full Islamic regalia holding a holy Quran. After meeting with Iranian and Syrian government officials concerned about the apparent disregard for religious freedom, some emerged citing hints that Michael Jackson may be released. Said Jackson, quote, "I feel Islam fits my lifestyle much better than any other religion." But others, including American activist Pat Robertson, stated, quote, "We have a constitution here in America, and we won't cave in to foreign pressure." But others suspect that the American government is searching for a way to drop the case. On Wednesday, authorities said Jackson is suspected of being mentally ill and would undergo psychological examinations to see whether he is fit to stand trial. Most Americans agree that Jackson should receive the death penalty nonetheless, as his conversion is a clear and unforgivable embarrassment to the Christian faith. Christian protesters clashed with riot police today and set fire to several embassies of nations that had no association whatsoever to the case. Some Islamic commentators have questioned why Arab countries continue to support a regime economically and militarily that would execute a Muslim, while others state that the American regime is not as bad as the previous Puritan government and thus a step in the right direction. More on this story as it develops. Your source of up-to-the-second information, this is Brad Frazier for UNnews. This broadcast brought to you by EuroiPods. Bored with your Walkman? Wang Enterprises are proud to announce the release of the all-new EuroiPod, available free while supplies last. Visit www.euroipods.com for more details today.